Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water. Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. What happens when even the most liberal city in America turns its back on Kamala Harris? When a county that voted for her by double digits has finally had enough of her obnoxious sense of entitlement. Stick with me to the very end of this video because something is happening among the LAPD right now as we speak, and the action they just took against Kamala Harris that is going to absolutely blow you away. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patriot professor, here to help you make sense of all the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. All right, so back in August 28, just a week ago, President Trump stunned liberals across the country by signing a formal memorandum which completely revoked former Vice President Kamala Harris's Secret Service protection effective September 1st. Now, what the legacy media tried to bury in all of that is that this executive action actually reversed an undisclosed executive order signed by Joe Biden's auto pen that extended Harris's protection from the standard 6 months required by law to a full 18 months. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but a vice president doesn't get blanket Secret Service protection forever like the president does. Mike Pence has to pay for his own protection. Dick Cheney has to pay for his security. Al Gore has to pay for his. And what they do is they get 6 months of Secret Service protection paid for by us, the taxpayers, after leaving office. But then vice presidents are responsible to find their own. Biden, or better, Biden's auto pen, extended Harris's Secret Service protection, I kid you not, on our dime, being ever so generous with our money, he extended that taxpayer-funded Secret Service protection until the summer of 2026. So Trump found out about that, and he said, screw that. And so he kicked this freeloader off of our Secret Service, the Secret Service protection we pay for. Now, you would think that's bad enough, right? Kamala Harris is worth millions of dollars. She's got no problem paying for her own private security. And yet, she thought she could freeload off of us for the next year. That's bad enough. But it gets worse. After she got kicked off, she went straight to the taxpayers of Los Angeles and said, okay, you pay for it. I am not making this up. This really happened. A multimillionaire who just ran a billion-dollar presidential campaign, that, of course, was a spectacular failure. The most expensive presidential campaign in history went down in flames, ironically. But this person who ran a multi-billion-dollar campaign could not be bothered to open her own checkbook for the very security that all other former vice presidents pay for themselves. Instead, she demanded that the taxpayers of L.A., I mean, think about it, a city with an incompetent mayor, a city already drowning in crime and homelessness and budget problems, she demanded that that city foot the bill for her security. The financial drain and resource burden on Los Angeles taxpayers, it was staggering. Up to 14 elite officers from LAPD's Metropolitan Division, so that's the department's specialized crime suppression unit, they were pulled from their regular duties protecting everyday Angelenos to provide round-the-clock security for Harris at her $3 million home in Brentwood. These weren't just any officers. I mean, these were Metro Division specialists specifically assigned to crime suppression efforts in the San Fernando Valley. That's one of LA's most crime-plagued areas. And we're now finding out that these officers had been scheduled for critical crime-fighting operations in the valley before being reassigned to Harris's security detail, effectively leaving high-crime neighborhoods with reduced protection so a multimillionaire could avoid paying for private security. Enter the plot twist. What happened next will tell you everything you need to know about how fed up people are getting with this kind of obnoxious, elitist behavior. And if you think it's bad enough that Kamala Harris expects taxpayers to fund her lifestyle while she sits on millions, you know, the financial establishment as a whole has been doing something similar to your retirement for decades. I just read a report that Americans are actually outliving their retirement savings. Have you read it? And it's leaving them obviously in a doomed position. It's really scary. And it's because their retirement has been set up the same as it was in the 1970s, using the same old default strategies. I mean, this is great for financial advisors and retirement companies like BlackRock and Vanguard. They keep getting bigger while your retirement struggles to keep pace with rising expenses. Again, just like how Kamala expects others to pay while she benefits. These big financial companies use strategies to protect their own wealth, not yours. They're certainly not sharing those strategies with us. But it doesn't have to be this way. My good friends at Augusta Precious Metals have put together a very important report for my audience. Now, if you have over $100,000 in your IRA, your 401k, or TSP, you need to see this two-minute report about taking control of your own financial future so this doesn't happen to you. Go to turleygold.com. That's turleygold.com. Or text Turley to 35052. That's 35052. You're going to learn the same wealth protection strategies that elite use for themselves, but now those strategies are available to you. This is going to absolutely blow you away. If you got over $100,000 in your retirement accounts and you're tired of the establishment playing by different rules, you need to contact my friends at Augusta Precious Metals. Click on that link below or visit them at turleygold.com. That's turleygold.com or text Turley to 35052. That's 35052. Your future self will thank you. Cackle's Kamala didn't count on the police officers themselves, the whole of the LAPD, to rise up and openly rebel against this. But that is exactly what they did.
Just in, Los Angeles police are no longer providing protection for former Vice President Kamala Harris. Just days ago, President Trump ordered her Secret Service protection be pulled. California Highway Patrol stepped in along with specialized units from the LAPD's Metropolitan Division. In a statement, LA Mayor Karen Bass said the LAPD's role was always meant to be temporary. Before leaving office, former President Biden extended Harris's protection for 18 months rather than the usual 6 months for a vice president. President Trump then canceled that order.
So the LAPD officers themselves revolted. Mayor Karen Bass did her best to spin this. She could try to spin it any way she wants. The LAPD was not assigned to Cackle's Kamala for 72 hours. They were indefinitely assigned to her security detail. It stopped precisely because the LAPD and the Los Angeles Police Protective League, that's the union representing rank and file cops, absolutely blasted this decision. They said, and I quote, "Pulling police officers from protecting everyday Angelenos to protect a failed presidential candidate who also happens to be a multimillionaire with multiple homes and who can easily afford to pay for her own security is nuts." That was the formal statement issued from the police union in LA. This is a failed presidential candidate who's a millionaire responsible for her own security, and she wants Angelenos to flip the bill. And she was going to divert police protection away from the citizens of the city and relocate that protection to her own million-dollar home. Even in ultra-liberal Los Angeles, the cops have had enough. They were pulling officers away from crime suppression duties in the San Fernando Valley, where real residents needed real protection to guard Kamala's mansion in Brentwood. Again, it's just beyond ridiculous. And you know what? The backlash was so intense that LA folded. Within days, they pulled those officers right off her detail. The union celebrated, saying that, you know, every now and then, common sense prevails. And we're happy to report that the Metro officers assigned to protect the multimillionaire failed presidential candidate are back on the street fighting crime. Now, obviously, this isn't just about security details. This is a perfect microcosm of how the progressive elite operate. Rules for thee, not for me. Taxpayer money for everything. Personal responsibility for nothing. But something's different with these new contemporary cultural Marxist Democrats. Kamala went straight to the government trough. And when that dried up, she didn't do what other Democrat former vice presidents have done. No, she went straight to city taxpayers. And you know the best part in all of this? Some analysts are suggesting she needs protection not from MAGA supporters, because frankly, MAGA supporters don't give her the time of day. We don't even remember her. She actually needs protection from her own Democratic establishment, who are furious about how badly she lost to Trump after blowing through billions in campaign donations. But here's what this really tells us about the current state of progressive politics. They've become so disconnected from regular Americans that even their own strongholds are rejecting their entitlement mentality. We talked about it, you know, in our earlier video just today about how Trump got the standing ovation, was signing autographs and throwing out MAGA hats at the U.S. Open, which is in the heart of one of the single most liberal cities in the world, New York City, right? He was getting a very warm welcome. And that's because there's tons of data in the video that you'll want to check out. But that's because urban areas across the country have shifted approximately 10 points to the right since back in November. And again, it's largely because the Democrats have so thoroughly alienated themselves from non-white working class voters. Los Angeles, a city that voted overwhelmingly for Kamala, they just turned their backs on her. That really should tell you everything you need to know about how fed up people are getting with this kind of elitist behavior. This story perfectly illustrates why Trump won in such a decisive fashion. Americans are tired of a two-tiered system where political elites play by different rules. They're tired of being told to tighten their belts while politicians live large on their dime. when even liberal LA can't stomach subsidizing Kamala's champagne lifestyle anymore, you know something fundamental has shifted in American politics. So what do you guys think? You're the ones changing the world. I want to know what you got to say. Put it in the comments down below. And don't forget, if you got over $100,000 in your retirement accounts and you're tired of the establishment playing by different rules, you need to contact my good friends at Augusta Precious Metals. They're the best. Click on that link below. Visit them at turleygold.com or text Turley to 35052. They're going to take very good care of you. God bless. Do you want to ask me your biggest questions and maybe win free merch while you're at it? Well, join my Courageous Patriot Club and be part of the uncensored Monday night Q&A, all for only $10 a month at turley.pub/club.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.